Hello, and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I am your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of this podcast, as well as a couple of other things, including my first filmmaking experience, and how I'm switching things up with this podcast, starting and moving forward. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello everyone and welcome back, and let me just start off by saying happy anniversary, as by the time this episode goes up, it'll be February 23rd, 2020, celebrating officially 1 year on the podcast. It was 1 year ago that day that I began this journey, and now we are finally celebrating, and this release date couldn't have come at a better time. This episode is going to be about like my reflections on this podcast, what I've done, what I want to do better, and what I hope to improve on for future episodes. And I'm also going to be talking about how I just recently started my filmmaking journey. Finally, after pretty much a year and a half, I was finally able to film something, actually finish a project, and actually upload it to my YouTube channel. So I'm extremely happy about that, and I can't wait to share the details with you guys. So where do we begin? All right, so one of my biggest regrets probably for this podcast was that I didn't post too much. As you guys know, in previous episodes, I was kind of in a little bit of a creative funk, and I really had a lack of motivation. And part of that was due to the fact that I didn't have any film, I didn't have any material. I had written tons of stories, but I had never transferred anything to film or had made any videos. And that was really hard for me because it made me lose a lot of motivation because I was just tired of staring at my channel and seeing no content there. It was really bothering me. So that played into a lot of the reasons why I didn't have motivation to do this podcast. Another thing was, it was very difficult for me to find topics to talk about for each episode. And that's one of the reasons why I confined it to about 2 episodes a month. As I would like to go weekly, and then when people ask why I don't go weekly, it's not because I can't do it. I most definitely can commit to a weekly schedule, but thing is, it's very hard for me to find topics to talk about, as there's not a whole lot going on for me right now. I mean, there is now, so this is the perfect opportunity. But other than that, life's pretty boring at the moment. I'm not really involved in too many projects besides my Twilight Zone fan series. I'm in the process of writing episodes 2 through 4 right now. But other than that, there's really not a whole lot going on. So I'll have to update you guys because that has been a decision that I've been debating on making for a while. And we'll have to see where that goes. Another thing is, I really hope to have guests on the podcast, as I feel like, even I'll admit it, it probably can get pretty boring sometimes just listening to me talk. And most of the time, I go on rants. I know it. You guys know it. So I definitely want to get some guests on the podcast. I do have some ideas because I just recently found out that I actually have enough mic equipment to have another person talk with me here on this podcast. It's just a matter of finding a good time and place to go hang out with that person to transfer all the equipment and everything and just get it all set up. So that is another huge thing that's going to be coming to this podcast in the future, is you are definitely going to be seeing a lot more guests appear on the podcast. And another thing, I just want to give a little shout out because some of you might be listening to this other and I just want to let you guys know that the podcast is now, starting with this episode, going to be uploaded to my YouTube channel. So this episode and every episode to follow will be posted on the YouTube channel same time as the podcast episodes would go up on any listening platforms. So if that's something that interests you, just go ahead, look up the channel Mag Films LTD and hit subscribe. So if you prefer to consume it on YouTube, go ahead. And that brings me to my next quick topic of discussion, is that I'm debating on whether to just have it be to where I just have the logo showing in the video and it's just the audio file, or if you guys would actually prefer me recording myself recording an episode. I'll have to figure that out and see which one works best. But that's another thing I wanted to bring up, is that a whole new listening platform is going to be brought up. I'm finally going to be uploading these things to YouTube. Okay guys, as I shared in my intro, I also finally began my filmmaking journey. That's right, I just wrapped up my first episode of my Twilight Zone fan series, and I just recently uploaded it to my channel. And let me just say that I am over the moon about this. I can't believe that I finally got it done. I'm so happy that I finally got it done. And I feel like it was just the right amount of motivation that I needed, because just hitting that upload button, seeing the views climb, granted they are very small, and even seeing the subscriber count climb, I just gained 5 subscribers just by posting that one video, and that's amazing. So even though they are small little numbers, I'm still seeing growth, and if I'm getting this amount of growth right off the bat, I can only imagine what the rest of this journey has in store for me. It's really made me happy, and it's really motivated me to push myself to create more content and grow as a creator and a storyteller. Because granted, here's something you gotta know. If you want to be a filmmaker, you're wondering about it, your first film is not going to be perfect. And that is just something that you have to accept. And it's not your fault. That's just how it is. Those are the rules. Your first video, whether that's filmmaking, whether that's YouTube in general, it's most likely not going to be the way you envisioned it entirely. But as long as you accept that and try not to be a perfectionist about it, you can still ultimately make a good video and you can have fun with it. As long as you have fun with it, you'll be fine. And just remember that everybody has to start somewhere, and that you have room to grow. This is not your one and only video. It's not your one and only project. You still have multiple projects to expand your creativity and work on your ability and learn different techniques. Watch different YouTube videos. For me, I watch some of my favorite filmmakers and learn from them, and I take notes. So don't be discouraged if your first video or any video, as on that matter, like, is not that entertaining. Okay, just do it just for the sake of doing it, because you're never gonna know you're never gonna know unless you try. And that was one of the things that I learned while I was making this. And to be fair, we did speed up the shooting process, so that probably contributed to why it didn't go 100% as planned. But then again, that's entirely on my fault. I'm the one that had to procrastinate, but that's neither here nor there. That's already, after this first video, I've already learned some tips. Like, you need to plan shooting days. I need to give my actors more time to read my scripts instead of just shooting from the hip and improvising most of my scenes. Which, granted, I do like it when actors improv, and that's not just only in my projects, that's in film in general. I love it when actors add lines or just add depth, because I'm always, no matter the genre, no matter the type of video I'm making, I always want to strive for realism in some way. I want to make these people feel real. I want to make the world around them seem like it could be a real place, and the events that they're going through could be events that could actually happen. And that was one of the things. It was fun. I mean, I shot it. It was just me and a couple of my friends. I had 2 actors, just my 2 best friends. And we were just having fun. We were just sitting up in a little room that we made into a bomb shelter, and it was just very fun. We were crafting scenes, just trying to get like the best shots, the best emotion out of everybody, and it was very fun. And it was just fun when I was editing the video and I was just looking at all the bloopers and the outtakes that we had, and it was just fun because even when we messed up, we didn't take it seriously. I mean, maybe I did in some cases, but that was just because I wanted to wrap it so bad, because we started messing up so much toward the end of the film that I was like, oh, come on, I just want to wrap this up. But it was just great to see, because even though we were messing up, we were still laughing, we were still having fun. We were taking the work light. I mean, we were taking it seriously, but we, at the end of the day, you know what, we're young and we're just doing this for fun. And that's really all that matters. And I'm going to try to do this for future projects. I don't want to put too much stress on anybody helping me with my projects, whether you're an editor, whether you're an actor, or anything along those lines. That's one of the things that I want to make very clear, is that I don't want this work to seem stressful. Yes, I do want you to take it seriously, but don't stress out too much. Just have fun. I just want my projects to be fun for everybody and something to bring joy to others. And I can say that after viewing this first project and spending hours editing the thing and trying to get the best fit for each scene, it was very fun. And like I said before, it's not perfect. It's not Oscar worthy. But then at the end of the day, I don't want to make an Oscar worthy movie. I just want to make movies just for the sake of making movies. And that's all really that I have to say about that. Like, it was fun. My friends had fun. We had a great time making this thing. We stayed up super late trying to get it done. And then we filmed a little bit the morning after. And it was just very fun. I learned some things, they learned some things, and we already got them coming. I already convinced them to come back for future episodes if they would like to. And it was a very fun experience, and it's very memorable. And it was just fun just to get something done. And it's the right amount of, like how I said, motivation that I needed to push myself to continue creating and just don't stop making stories and don't stop trying to tell stories. As I feel like that's why I'm here, that's why I was put on this world, was to tell stories to make people happy. I am a storyteller. And that is what I want to be for the rest of my life. And that's one of the things I want to be remembered as. But all in all, it was a very fun experience. We had some flaws. The lighting wasn't perfect. Or one of my biggest issues was that you can hear my camera moving when I'm turning it on my tripod and everything. But hey, it's like I said, I'm learning, trying to figure out the best thing for each situation. And that's kind of a project in itself. And it's something that, again, like I said, I can't wait to explore. I can't wait to expand on it. And I can't wait to grow and improve, because I can't wait for the day when I've made several projects and then I'll always look back on this one and say, I want to be able to say, look how far I've come from this project. And that's ultimately my goal. And I'm super excited. I haven't planned a release date yet for the second episode of the series, but I'm in the process of writing it. That was another thing that I learned. I should have learned this like from day one, but it was a little stupid. I need to plan my release dates for projects when I'm editing the project, instead of saying when it's going to be released and having not filmed anything. And then, like this project, shoot it the night before and edit it the day of release and release it late at night. Like, that's something I should have known right off the bat. But hey, live and you learn. And now that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say I'm going to release projects when I'm editing the project. So I'm not going to make all these release dates and jump the gun. So I'm going to be very patient with my process and how I release things. I'm also going to take things very slow, and rather than filming the whole project all in one day, I'm going to take it piece by piece and actually see if I could expand upon it over the course of a couple days or maybe a week to avoid, like, just, you know, like, fatigue and just stress and trying to get the whole thing done. I kind of want to have a more consistent shooting schedule. So, yeah, those are my goals, and we'll just see what happens. So in terms of going forward, not just with the podcast, but with my filmmaking in general, I definitely have that motivation now to push myself. I'm going to be a lot more consistent. I'm not going to procrastinate and actually post my stuff on time. Actually plan out my shooting days. Only release the release date when I'm editing my project. That's the crucial one that I need to take away. And in terms of the podcast, like I said, I'm debating on whether going weekly. I'll let you guys know as soon as it happens and when I decide. And as far as the podcast goes, as right now, it's going to stay the same. It's going to be 2 episodes a month for right now. And one of the big things that I'm going to focus on is finding better topics to talk about, staying on topic, and also I'm trying not to make these as long, because I know that 40 minutes is a while, and that's very time consuming, and I know that not a lot of people have a whole lot of time to listen to something that long. So I'm going to improve on making a decent amount, like podcast episode that's a decent amount of time. And one of the other big things that I'm going to start working on is getting more guests on the podcast. It's something that I've been wanting to work on, as I feel like I'm at my best when I'm talking to someone else, because that way I have ideas and all different types of conversations to bounce off of somebody else. So it's not just me, and I don't lose my train of thought. I just always have someone to bounce ideas off of. And that's one of the things that I can't wait to do. So I'll let you guys know as soon as you're going to have your first episode where I'm going to have a guest. And that's really what I'm going to work on for the podcast. Granted, I wasn't as productive in the first year as I'd like to be, but I could already tell that starting this year, this podcast is going to be a lot more active. A lot more time and effort is going to be put into this podcast to make sure that you guys have the best possible. And like I said, there's going to be a new listening platform for you guys. I'm going to post these episodes to YouTube. I might even record myself while I'm making this episode, so that might be something, but for the time being, it's mostly just going to be my logo along with the audio file, and you could find that on my YouTube channel, MagFilmsLTD. If any of you guys are interested, and if any of you guys would like to help fund my projects, not just for film, but for the podcast in general, please feel free to check out my Patreon, MagFilmsLTD, as it is something that I've been wanting to start for a while, and I just got it all set up. So now it's just a matter of finding the patrons who would be kind enough to support my journey. Other than that, let's see. Oh, a potential website, ? Might be coming. I have to debate on whether I'm doing that or not. The only problem with that is that I have to have enough content to be able to promote myself on the website. So that's something that I've been really thinking of, is setting up a website for my films, showcasing all my projects in both film, the podcast, as well as other projects that I may have worked on with friends or other content creators, whether I was directing for them or I was a writer for them. But yeah, that's something that could be coming this year, is a potential website. And as far as announcements go, that's pretty much it. There's really nothing new. But other than that, that's about it. But I want to take this last minute just to say thank you to those who have been listening for all this time through the good episodes and bad, who have stuck with me through the good times and bad. The people listening to this, they know who they are. Thank you so much for motivating me and helping me push myself so that I wouldn't give up on the stream, because it is a process and it is a journey, and I can't give up halfway through. I gotta continue. I gotta strive. I gotta work hard. Because at the end of the day, if I don't work hard, I'm not gonna get anything accomplished. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I hope you all have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.